Yes, I'm very excited. It's a long time coming. It's something that Aging and Disability Resource Centers are popping up throughout the state as a place for seniors and people with disabilities to go to find resources and get help within their community. And we are very, very excited that the Brazos Valley now has one and that we are available to the public and located at the Center for Regional Services in Bryan.
So tell me a little bit about some of the ways this is going to benefit our own local elderly and disabled.
Well, we do work with seniors as well as people with disabilities of any age, and we strive to inform them of the full range of services that are available to assist these individuals and families to help them make informed choices. We work with individuals in learning their needs to either help them to find appropriate federal, state, or community resources, or directing them to the organizations or providers that might be able to assist them in our community. We also help individuals in applying for various benefits, as well as provide long-term options counseling to help individuals make informed choices about their long-term care.
All right. Well, please tell me a little bit about the actual grand opening celebration.
Well, we have secured space here at the Center for Regional Services, and we have a resource room that's packed full of brochures and handouts, as well as with computers for individuals to use. And we wanted to have our grand opening celebration, and it's set for November 8th from 4 to 6 p.m., to celebrate this new resource in our community, as well as invite the public out to come and learn about the services that we provide, tour the center, see what's available to them, and just see where we're located and how we can help them and helping them find those resources in the community.
What, to you, makes it most meaningful working with the aging and disabled and working at this center?
Well, this is a population that sometimes doesn't know where to go to find help or find resources, and a lot of times it's very easy to get down on your luck and not know where to turn for help. And I really feel that the Aging and Disability Resource Center provides a place that people can go to get the help that they need and get a little bit of hope in finding those resources to be able to live in the community the way they would like to.